Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our study of Profiles in Christian Character 2. This is from Colossians chapter 4, verses 14 through 18. You may send questions, comments, and prayer requests by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com, or you can send those along with any check or money order contributions to this ministry addressed to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. You can also make donations at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button on the right-hand side of the screen or by using the drop-down menu on our mobile site. And we always want to remind you that you can listen 24/7 by going to bbfohioradio.com. Our Bible studies and hymns, congregational singing, and an occasional special song. Free of charge, anywhere on planet Earth, with an internet connection. Tell your family and loved ones, anybody that you think might be interested in learning the Word of God and being edified by the Scripture, tell them to go to bbfohioradio.com. Now we begin our study of Profiles in Christian Character 2 in Colossians chapter 4, verses 14 through 18, and this is part 1 of 2. Charlie's here, we can start now. Current events update. I want to just talk about the Orwellian news that we have to cope with again. And the liberal narrative is clearly Nazi and anti-Christian and anti-Jew. And the reason I don't say Democrat is because it's not all Democrats, but enough of them that the party is guilty. The party platform is very Nazi-esque. But this is what the liberal media, and you say Fox News? Yes, Fox News. I believe that Rupert Murdoch's kids are turning Fox into just another liberal piece of propaganda. They still have Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and some conservative in Fox Business still has Lou Dobson, and Kennedy is more of a libertarian, but which is not a bad thing. But the words are not the same, even though they sound similar. A liberal is not a libertarian, or vice versa. A libertarian would be the choice of the two by far, because a libertarian says, "Leave me alone." The liberal is like the National Socialist Party of Germany, and they want to control everything. And so that's what's going on. Here's an example. House of Horrors child abuse cases reveal how offenders nationwide use homeschooling to hide their crimes. Yeah. They make it sound like there's this big rampant thing of homeschool parents abusing their children and using homeschooling to hide their crimes or sins. But here's my question. What about the sodomites and whores using public schools as their hunting grounds? Amen. You see, you can talk about there is, that's why we're not trying to establish this typical youth group thing, because that's, the Bible just never indicates there was such a thing. And most of the pedophilia and rape and abuse going on in Baptist churches today is taking place in the youth group. And one of the reasons why is some of the people they put in as leaders of the youth group are the most carnal people in the church. Yeah. And on my explanation goes as to why we refer to ourselves as family integrated. Little Gloria makes some noise over here. The little oddball kids make noise. You know. I love the sound of life. That doesn't bother me. I mean, if Jenny starts throwing a fit or something, then Jill or John can take her out. But a little, you know, some noise and cackling or, you know, playing and everything, it doesn't bother me. I mean, it's like my house. I can carry on a conversation with people in the room, even though the kids are playing and carrying on. And if they get too loud, we're like, "Shut!" That's it. We don't make them take your children out back so that we can have a conversation. I'm nicer than that. That's what churches do, man. There's some churches where as soon as they won't even let you bring babies in. Some churches, any child under the age of something like 6 or 7. They will direct you to the room where you're supposed to give, and you're a visitor, you're supposed to give a complete stranger your baby. And that, I don't blame people for not going back to a place like that. But anyway, it's public schools where you've got the sodomites, and I'm not going to argue with you. You can believe the propaganda if you want, but most sodomites are involved in pedophilia. They themselves have been subject to pedophilia. If you go and you go beyond the surface and you look at the actual stories done where they've gone with undercover cameras in gay bars and places, and they said, "When was your first sexual experience with another man?" And they'll say, "I was 13 or I was 14 or I was 15 and he was 35 or 40. Yeah. If you don't believe that, you believe lies, and you need to stop. As Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Amen. And people are forming their opinions by going out to unsaved people and people with an agenda and getting their information. Yep. The same thing, I use the word whores because those are heterosexuals, and that includes a lot of women having sex with teenage boys. Yep. Now, you'll see those reports and you'll never see that kind of headline. Study reveals how sodomites and whores use public schools as a hunting grounds so they can sexually abuse children. And yet, that's the reality. You heard it here first if you hadn't heard it before. And it's true. Goebbels, anybody, that's the German propaganda minister. I'm not talking about the baby food. Attempts to demonize President Trump and his support for Israel are Nazi-esque. And I'm not just talking about the little slave woman up in Minnesota who wears her hijab in Congress. I'm not just talking about the woman whose name sounds like Taliban. I'm not just talking about those. I'm talking about the New York Times. This was in the international edition of the New York Times this week. That is straight out of Nazi cartoons. You can go back and look in the 1930s. You'll see this same garbage in Nazi newspapers. That's the New York Times. And they're making it look like Donald Trump is leading Benjamin Netanyahu around. And they always made the Jews look like rats and dogs in Nazi propaganda. Because that's what the Nazis always do. That's what it is said. They always make Jews look like rats and dogs. It doesn't matter. The point that is being lost for a moment is that this is how the Nazis always treated the Jews and the people who loved the Jews. And that's one of the reasons you need to be on top of this, folks, because they're not just after the Jews, they're after you. Look at this measles garbage. 700 people in a nation of 350 million. That's like 0.00001% of the population. And they're calling it an epidemic. Who are they going after? Orthodox Jews. Orthodox Jews. You look at the stories. They're going after the Orthodox. That whole thing in New York was Orthodox Jews. I'm telling you, the Democrat Party is given over to Satan completely, and the elites in the Republican Party are in lockstep with them. The McCain family, for example. Yep. That McCain family, you watch. They're going to come out, if they hadn't already, they're going to endorse Joe Biden. You watch. Obama won't even endorse him because he's not far left enough for Obama. Even though he was his... But you watch the McCain family and even the Bushes. I won't be surprised if at least some of the Bushes come out and endorse Joe Biden. Yeah. What? Has she endorsed him?
No, he was on The View.
Yeah, I saw. How many of you saw him on The View? I don't watch The View, but I'll watch some of the clips on YouTube. and Joe Biden. I mean, now there's people are editing clips and it's making him look worse than they don't even need to do that. He looked bad enough. And he's had his face stretched. He's had plugs put in, and then he looks like he's lost his eyelashes. And he's just, you can tell the guy is just about half gone. But they're desperate to beat Trump, and so we'll see. But the point is, this is repeating history. The old saying is, and I think the fellow's name was Centeno, I can't remember, I always forget his name, that is credited with saying this, but I bet it's been said before in other languages for hundreds of years, and that is, if you don't learn history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one who sees this as a legit comparison, by the way. I don't care if anybody else sees it or not. Everybody else can be wrong if they want to be. Because I'm going by the facts. Now, if I find out somebody else beat me to it, praise God.
Amen.
But this is a cartoon that's out there, and they actually put the one I saw says the left is communism. I just think it's more like Nazi Germany. And National Socialism is on the left. Democratic Socialism is on the right. The only difference is the Democratic Socialism are out and about sodomite accommodating, and they're trying to make it look like happy time. Everything's free. We're going to give you free education, free health care, free Obama phone. You know, it's a lie. And everybody in Germany who saw everything booming, and they're like, wow, look at after all we've gone through and being defeated in World War I and the Treaty of Versailles and how we've been subject to these basically a, not even a tariff, it was like it was kind of like what the Muslims do with it's called the jizya tax, where they were taxing the Germans just for existing. And Germans had to pay all kinds of reparations. And Jenny and I were watching how, you remember the Hindenburg disaster and the Zeppelin program? But a lot of that had to do with reparations to the United States of America. They were building these things and sending them over here as part of the payment. Well, everybody in Germany found out later that the free ride was not free.
Yeah.
And I believe this could very well be what, after the rapture takes place, what do you got left? That's what you got left. There'll be very few Americans who are... There were 60-some million who supported Hillary. They're already on board. And then out of all the people who supported Trump, if all the Christians go up, that'll cut his... that would cut his supporters in half.
Yeah.
So you're getting beat 2-1 after the rapture if you're a Trump supporter or if you're just a conservative. So you got this thing called the Exodus movement. It's a growing movement among Jews to leave the anti-Israel, anti-Semitic Democrat Party. And we'll see where it goes, because the Jews, they've shown that they don't have much spiritual discernment for 2,000 years now. As I mentioned, in Germany, very few of the Jews left Germany, even though they could read Mein Kampf, they could hear Hitler's and Goebbels' speeches and everything, and they knew that the plan was to kill them. And yet they just kept their, you know, stiff neck, stubborn, just like the Bible says.
Ironically, they were loyal.
They were loyal. And some of the Nazi soldiers and some of the Nazi leaders in the military were Jews. And then later they started to weed them out, but they let them win some of their wars and everything. But here's an example. This is a model. I don't know anything about her. Elizabeth Pipko doubles down on efforts to encourage Jews to leave the Democratic Party. And all I can say is, God help her. God help her. And she can get some of these Jews to see the light and get out of the Democratic. I don't care if they go libertarian or whatever. Just get out of that nasty, wicked Democrat Party.
Yeah, amen.
And don't support any of the rhinos or the bad Republicans either. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
All right. So there's where we leave you with the current events update. We're going to get in now to Colossians chapter 4, verses 14 to 18. John?
Yeah. What you're talking on the homeschooling, the big reason they're attacking that is because
Right. Absolutely. That was the point, was that when you attack homeschooling, even though there is a growing segment of liberals who are homeschooling, and you won't believe this, but it's because the public schools aren't left enough for them. But still to this day, the larger groups are Christian homeschool groups.
Well, I was extremely strong in homeschooling.
Yeah.
So what it is, they brought in William Bennett.
Yeah.
Catholic.
Yeah.
To start doing the computer homeschooling for the state of Ohio to draw the Christians out from the curriculum back into, you know.
Because it was free.
Exactly.
And the curriculum was godless, and it was just the same as public school influence when it came to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Most real homeschoolers don't count ECOD as homeschool.
Right. But he's right, though. A lot of Christians did choose that. You know, they did go that way. All right, let's open with a word of prayer and then get into our study. All right, just pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to gather together and discuss things going on in the world. It's just a shame so many other churches just live in a little bubble. Their people remain ignorant. And we're thankful that it goes well beyond these four walls, that folks will hear this on the radio, they'll hear it on the internet, they'll watch the videos, they'll listen to bbfohioradio.com and the internet radio and so forth and so on. We're just thankful that we can be salt and light in these last days. We're thankful that even though it's sad to see the darkness and the encroachment of the satanic kingdom leading up to the coming Antichrist, at the same time, our little light shines brighter and brighter because of the darkness being so much darker. Help us, Lord, to appreciate that reality and to do even more to get the Word of God out. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
By the way, I just want to mention this as a little example. Sister Jill was at a GameStop. She's a gamer. And she was in there, and she gave the fella a gospel tract, a chick tract, and he turned around and says, "Well, here, I got something for you." And somebody, and I don't know if it was, you know, me or who, we've gone, and others have gone into all these stores. Mariah and the kids used to go years ago, and this is an older card, and it's worn, but he handed her this card. And exchange for the chick tract. So she brought it in because she thought it'd be, you know, interesting to see. It's a BB, yeah, can you see that? It's a John 3:16 card. No, it's not the old one, but we've had these now for like 6 or 7 years. And so that's just pretty neat just to see. Well, where'd I have that? I'll put it down here. Just to see that kind of reality to it. And like I say, you can miss out on reward if you want, but even if they rip it up and throw it away, you still get credit for the fact you gave it to them. If you don't think God will credit you for that, I don't think you're thinking straight. I think God will credit every time you hand a gospel tract to a lost person.
Amen.
And so keep on keeping on. Amen?
Amen.
Profiles in Christian character. This is our second, and this is our final study of the profiles, as I'm calling this study, but then we'll finish up. There's so much in here, I didn't want to just jump and skip through. And we're going to look. Yeah, Johnny?
Yeah, so wasn't it, because that just reminded me, wasn't there a story in the Old Testament where, I guess this might be one of the first tracts, where there was an evil king that God gave him a scroll or something that had his words in it, and he threw it in the fire, and so God just made it again, added to it, and said...
That was more of a story of endurance when it comes to Bible publishing. Because that was actually the Bible and not just a tract. But writing the Word of God down and giving it to people is nothing new. And yeah, we're just doing what they've done for years. So verse 14, we're just going to read this one verse. It's very short. Read it with me. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. You say, oh, wow, we're going to spend our whole time on that. Well, you'll see why in just a second. And we're doing a profile in Christian character because in the previous study we talked about several people. And Tychicus, Onesimus, Aristarchus, Marcus, who is Mark, the Gospel of Mark, Jesus, who is called Justice, Epaphras, and now we come down to Luke and Demas. And there's just unfounded false teachings that persist regarding both Luke and Demas. And Stephen mentioned in as he closed up a study today that there's this teaching about Luke where the quote-unquote scholars tell us that Luke was a Gentile. How many of you heard that?
Yeah.
Come on, don't be... I'm not going to chew you out. I'm just asking if you... Yeah. Several of you heard that. Any of you, if you've read a commentary on Luke, I guarantee you've seen that. You may not remember it, but I'll guarantee you. If you read... I could give you a stack of commentaries where they'll tell you that. And I could show you studies on the book of Luke where people have taught that.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio.
Yeah, radio teachers, no matter where you listen, you're going to hear it. And it is a baseless claim.
Amen.
Show me in the Bible where Luke is said to be a Gentile. You can't do it.
Amen.
Even the people who make the claim admit that they're not basing it on the Bible.
That's right.
I'll tell you another one. We're not going to go in and study right now, but how many of you heard that the writer of Hebrews is anonymous? We're not sure who it is. Well, I think I brought this up last week. But if you've got a good King James Bible, it has the heading, the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews.
Amen.
That's enough for me.
Amen.
I mean, I'll dig and I'll find out information to help other people. But I was convinced when I read that. The manuscript. Yeah, they didn't just, the King James translators just didn't make that up. That's what the manuscripts that go, they have a history and it goes back to the time of the apostles where they said that it was the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews.
Amen.
End of debate, amen?
Amen.
Well, Luke being a Gentile may not seem like a big issue to you. How many of you wanted to yawn? But it is a big issue.
Amen.
Number one, because the Bible, we're going to see, is clear on the matter. And number two, heresy begets heresy.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys who have grasped hold of the fact that, or the claim that Luke is a Gentile, they also happen to be very anti-Israel.
Yeah.
You go read a lot of the commentaries, for example, the people who aren't anti-Israel that say that Luke was a Gentile, they're quoting commentaries. They didn't come up with that theory themselves. And the people they're quoting believe in replacement theology.
Yep.
And so they're replacing the real Luke, a Jew, with a Gentile named Luke. That's the reality. This is a quote from a fellow. How many remember Zola Levitt? Remember Zola Levitt? He's a Jewish believer, and he had his own ministry. His ministry is actually still out there. It's called Zola Levitt Ministries, but he's passed away several years ago. But a fellow who wrote a few books with him and was a pretty good teacher overall, named Thomas McCall, and he wrote this article, Was Luke a Gentile? And this is a quote. This has been taught throughout church history for so long and so consistently that it is assumed without question it must be true.
Yeah.
However, when you study how this conclusion was reached by biblical commentators, you realize how slender their evidence is.
Amen.
The idea that Luke was a Gentile seems to be based more on tradition than any strong biblical evidence. End quote.
Yeah.
How many of you remember Jesus saying, by your tradition you make the Word of God of none effect?
Amen.
And that's what this is. That's why it's important enough that you need to get some information. You need to have a little background on this.
Amen.
Now, I want everybody to look up here. If you're a lazy Christian and you don't care to know the Bible very well, just go to sleep. I'm not going to be offended. Just don't snore. We don't allow snoring. But I'm telling you, these are the kind of studies that if you pay attention and you learn, you're going to find out later, you're going to see that it makes a difference. God wouldn't have put the information in here if it wasn't important.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Now here's the so-called evidence for Luke being a Gentile. Number one, they claim his name is a Gentile name. I wish I had a sign, LOL. I could just hold up. I mean, think of how dumb that is. You see, right now I just gave you a reason to study this, because if someone tells you that they base Luke being a Gentile on the fact that he has a Gentile name, they just showed they ain't got a lick of sense. I've got a Greek name. There ain't a drop of Greek blood in me as far as I know. What's that got to do with anything? This was during the time of Hellenism. And Jews, a segment of the Jews, were naming their children. They're kind of like the liberals of today who now are naming their kids Muhammad, you know, and that kind of thing. Would you?
I was going to mention, a lot of the people I've met from China, they'll actually give themselves an English name since their Chinese name is too hard to pronounce.
Yeah. So if you see some guy and he looks kind of like this and his name is Fred, chances are that wasn't his given name unless he was born in America and his parents, you know, are both Asian. But that's a good example. I mean, that doesn't mean he's got an American name. Oh, well, he must not be Chinese then. That's how dumb this is. It makes no sense. His occupation as a physician. You tell me the Jews didn't have doctors? That makes no sense. Matter of fact, I mean, I worked for a man who we called him Doctor, and I'm not going to use his name, but we called him Doctor, Doctor so-and-so. Well, he wasn't a practicing physician. He was head of this bearing company. They sold bearings and these old businesses that they call transmission and pump companies and all that. Give them a little information. If you want to do some homework, you'll probably be able to figure out who I'm talking about. Nice guy. Really liked working for him. He was a Jew. Called him Dr. Darrow. So what are you saying? Why did he couldn't practice medicine as a Jew? Because at the time after he graduated, Jews in America found it hard to find patients, because so many people were anti-Semitic. Go back and study. Before World War II, anti-Semitism was so rampant that when Hitler offered to sell his Jews to America, FDR rejected the offer.
Wow.
America could have saved millions of Jews. They didn't even ask for a lot of money for each one. What American kids aren't taught in their history classes is that Adolf Hitler made speeches where he made fun of Americans and mocked us because we pretended to love the Jews, and yet he wouldn't even take them off his hands for a small amount of money. Why? Because it's you see what's going on with Islam right now? They're bringing in these Muslims, and these Muslims bring in their culture, and they bring in enough terrorists and people like that. Well, see, back then, there was a bunch of whiteys who were saying that's what the Jews would do to this country. And they said, you bring them in, they'll just take over. And they'll, you know, and that's why they didn't want them. Now, World War II, man, you made reference to Genesis 12. I think we were given victory overall, and I believe you can only give God the credit when you read D-Day and other historical accounts. There's a lot of miraculous things that happened. But we lost an awful lot of men. Who knows what would have happened if we would have taken those Jews? We could have let Russia do the fighting. Because I think if Britain and America had both taken in Jews, you would have seen things happen.